For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Chinese President Xi Jinping has stressed the importance of a pilot zone in northeast China's Jilin province. While visiting Yanbian, center of the Changchun Jilin Tumen Development Pilot Zone, Xi Jinping said the pilot zone is of great significance for the opening of border areas and international cooperation in Northeast Asia. He urged the authorities of the pilot zone to build it into an example of opening up in the northeast. Founded in 2009, the pilot zone aims to advance cross-border cooperation in the Tumen River Delta, which straddles the borders of China, Russia and North Korea. China's Ministry of Public Security Saturday released the latest case details concerning lawyers seized by police earlier for organizing paid protests to sway court decisions in the name of so-called rights protection. The statement revealed that the 9 lawyers and several other suspects have been placed under coercive measures, which include summons by force, bail, residential surveillance, detention and arrest. The group was led by Feng Rei Law Firm. They were suspected of being involved in disrupting public order and seeking profits by illegally hiring protesters and swaying court decisions in the name of supposedly defending justice and public interests. Since July 2012, the group has organized more than 40 illegal controversial incidents. Vice Commerce Minister Wang Shouwen has said foreign direct investment in China will rebound in 2015 on the back of a robust expansion during the first 6 months. Wang expects the FDI in China for the whole of 2015 to grow around 4% to $125 billion, compared with a 1.7% expansion recorded in 2014. FDI in China rose 8% in the first half of the year to $68.4 billion, accelerating sharply from 2.2% in the same period last year. Hung So-Chu has officially become the Kuomintang's party candidate for Taiwan's leadership election in 2016. A convention of KMT delegates confirmed its nomination of Hung on Sunday. Hung is currently deputy head of the island's legislature. As the only contender for the ruling party's leadership bid, she passed the required support in public polls with an average rating of over 46% in June. The opposition Democratic Progressive Party has endorsed the candidacy of its chairwoman Tsai Ing-wen for the 2016 election. A new report has revealed 91,000 of high-net-worth Chinese mainlanders have settled overseas between the years 2000 and 2014. The report was conducted by New World Wealth, a South Africa-based company providing information on the global wealth sector, and LIO Global, a residence planning consultancy. The high-net-worth individuals are categorized as those with net assets of $1 million or more, excluding their primary residences. Police in central China's Luoyang City shot one dead and injured another after being violently assaulted during the course of their duties on Saturday. Police officers were trying to resolve disputes at a construction site when they were attacked by several enraged people. The officers fired 2 warning shots and the mob then tried to take their guns by force. The police were forced to shoot dead one man surnamed Zhou and injured another man surnamed Sun, who is now hospitalized. The death toll from a building collapse in New Delhi on Saturday night has risen to 5. Rescuers are continuing to search for possible survivors in the debris of the 4-story house. The incident in the Indian capital has also left 13 people seriously injured. Media reports suggest a nearby construction site is the cause of the collapse. Jeffrey Webb, former vice president of FIFA, has pleaded not guilty to racketeering and bribery charges in a federal court hearing in Brooklyn, New York. Webb was arrested along with 6 others at a hotel in Zurich on May 27th. He was then extradited to the United States from Switzerland. Webb was reportedly released on a $10 million bond following his arraignment at the court. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.